You're listening to SBS News.
Why is everything becoming so expensive? You might have found yourself asking this recently at the supermarket, while buying a coffee, filling up the car with petrol, or trying to book that long-awaited international flight. Australians are being warned they could need to start paying more for everyday items as the cost of living reaches new heights. So why is this happening? Which purchases are the worst affected? And can we expect any reprieve? The short answer is inflation, but it's not that simple.
The pandemic really distorted the economy. We couldn't spend on services, so we spent all our money on goods. At a time when the production of those goods, whether it's household furnishings, whether it's a new car or a new boat or a renovation on the house, unfortunately, the supply of those goods was constrained. So we had more demand, but less supply. Prices went up. And of course, the danger is that that may become entrenched like it did in the 1970s and will take a while to get back down.
That's AMP Capital's chief economist, Shane Oliver, who says the inflation rate relates to Australia emerging from COVID-19 restrictions. According to the Consumer Price Index, Australia's inflation rate increased by 3.5% in the 12 months to the December 2021 quarter. Mr. Oliver says while the primary driver is the pandemic, Russia's invasion of Ukraine is also a factor.
And the problem there is that Russia and Ukraine produce something like 25% of the world's wheat exports. They also produce, or Russia produces, 11% or so of the world's oil. So as a consequence of the sanctions and the war itself, that means that those supply of those items is no longer available globally. To the same degree, or in many cases it's constrained, and that's causing, again, another leap upwards in prices.
The Grattan Institute's Economic Policy Program Senior Associate Alex Ballantyne says there's been a series of supply shocks, disruptions to the usual production and distribution of goods.
The pandemic, floods, war, it can feel a bit biblical at times. All of this is weighing on the supply of goods. And so, you know, maybe factories have to close due to COVID, or the cost of shipping has gone up a lot, staff shortages, all these kind of things affect different goods in different ways, but typically tend to push the prices up.
Mr. Ballantyne says there's a reason why everything seems more expensive.
In particular, things that are going up are things that households often buy frequently. We call this salient items, so things that they would know the prices of because they are frequently buying them.
So what are these so-called salient items that are breaking the bank? Experts are flagging petrol, groceries, coffee and international travel as some of the most affected.
People filling up their tank all the time, and so are very aware of what the petrol price is, and so notice when it goes up like it has. But other things haven't seen the same kind of increases. You know, haircuts, dinners out haven't really gone up in the same kind of way that petrol's gone up.
The Australian Institute of Petroleum says the national weekly average for petrol prices jumped by 14.9 cents in the past week to a record 212.5 cents a litre, after ranging from 210.4 cents to 214 cents. And economists expect prices could go even higher. An oil price hike inevitably affects a range of other goods and services, and travel is one of them. With fuel prices soaring, Mr. Ballantyne says the higher expenses for airlines mean the price of international flights will also be going up.
Flights use fuel, and flights may have to go up as well if the increases in the price of oil are sustained. And a lot of these prices and how they sort of flow through can take some time. So it might actually be, you know, months or years for the full effect to be felt.
The daily caffeine hit is also rising. The Cafe Owners and Baristas Association of Australia says some Australians could soon be paying up to $7 for a regular coffee by the end of the year. The cost hike is due to increasing transportation costs from shipping container shortages and unseasonal weather for growers, which is driving up the price of green beans worldwide, Local coffee roasters and cafe owners, like Sam Gabrielian, says they've held off a rise to consumers for more than 6 months.
This has been brewing for over a year now. The price of green coffee did increase 9 months ago. However, all the coffee roasters have held their pricing to help during this COVID situation, but unfortunately they can't hold on to these prices anymore. So they've had to pass them on to cafes, and cafes have had to increase their price of coffee by 20 cents to 50 cents that we've found. Most people around the 50 cents mark. And I believe in the next 6 months, there might be a further rise.
So what's the government doing about it? Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he is conscious of the pressures placed on Australians as they experience an increase in everyday living expenses.
We are very aware of what is occurring with petrol prices. This is being caused by the disruption of the war in Europe and the invasion of Russia into Ukraine. Now, Australians understand that, and we understand it, and listening carefully, not only to our own members, of course, who are on the ground, but directly to the community themselves. And these cost of living impacts are real.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is considering temporarily reducing fuel excise from 44 cents a litre. But Deloitte Access economics economist Chris Richardson says there would be little to no benefit.
Almost nothing. A pause to indexation is going to save a cent every year out of something that's bouncing, 10 and 20 cents in a week. That's all about the politicians showing that they feel people's pain. And there is genuine pain, but you cannot fix the pain caused by a war in Europe with a band-aid on a tax in Australia.
So, will prices ever fall back down? AMP Capital's Mr. Oliver says the current cost of living for Australians is largely dependent on the war in Eastern Europe, but not entirely.
Hopefully, a peace deal is soon reached and the war comes to an end, and that will remove that source of pressure, but we're still going to have supply constraints because, even China's locking down recently because of a new rise in Omicron coronavirus cases. So these supply disruptions are continuing, and that's probably the biggest single factor behind higher inflation.
Meanwhile, Mr. Ballantyne says if the government wants to bring down cost of living pressures, there needs to be targeted support in the form of wage growth.
Otherwise, we just get this sustained decline in the standard of living. If you're trying to target people who are struggling, people whose cost of living has increased, and that's really biting on their day-to-day finances, you want to make that support targeted. You want to try to get any type of government support to those people, not just using a policy which is going to affect everybody, such as, fuel excise. So policy has a really important role to play in getting us through this passage. And I think it's just a lot of pressure on the government and on the central bank at the moment.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.